YTFM. 81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
And all of this gold, and you have to. turn is approaching fast. It's not enough for us to sit and wait, yeah. As our awesome bar on earth, we must demonstrate,
yeah. As the children who seek to
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Hold on! You see, I've come too far. I came through trials and tribulation, but I made it.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my.
I'm morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
A bad relationship to steal your joy. It's in the text. It's in the text. Look, verse 2 and 3, Paul had to tell two women in the church to get along with each other. Now, let me just point some things out that may not be so obvious to you. First of all, notice from our text that these women were not outsiders, but they were active members in the church. They were insiders. Amen. I always thought I'm getting ready. I don't know if I'm gonna preach this whole thing the way I wanted to. They were insiders, praise God. And we also notice that our text does not tell us, praise God, what these women were quarreling about. We don't know what they were arguing about. We just know that they were arguing. We just know that it was causing some type of disharmony. All we know that it was causing some type of dissension, praise God, in the church. Praise God. One thing that we can assume, amen, I'm talking about you Bible readers, one thing that we can assume, that whatever it was that they were arguing about, it was not over a biblical doctrinal matter. How do I know that? How do I know that? I know that because if it was because of some doctrinal issue, praise God, Paul would have sided with one or the other. But he didn't side with any one of them. He just said, you all are arguing, praise God, and we need to get it squashed. Praise God. You see, it was important because it was important for them to get this dispute squashed as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because, praise God, when disputes like that go on,